The fair was held at the Bittner Fire Station. Summit County's emergency manager, Kevin Callahan, said they had attracted 150 people by early Saturday afternoon. He said due to the Rockport fire this summer and other blazes, public interest has been stirred in topics like emergency preparation and precautions like clearing vegetation from defensible space around your home. But Ken Ludwig, who was on hand from the Utah State Division of Forestry, Fire, and State Lands, said residents usually lose interest once the winter weather arrives.
Once again, snow's going to come, and then they're going to go in, and it's next year, and that was last year, and they're going to forget about it. We see that over and over again. They're all excited right after the fire, but after winter comes, the fire goes away, the danger goes away, and then they forget about it next year. The goal is, through this education and stuff we have, is to try to remind them, yes, it can happen to you, and this is something you need to work at year after year. It's just not a now thing.
We asked Ludwig, what's the right time of year to check on your defensible space?
It's a yearly thing, but the time to start was yesterday. And so it's something that has to be maintained year after year. Like you get in the oak brush, you cut it back, it's going to grow back with a vengeance. It's something that's got to be maintained year after year. You get up in the pines and the conifer, it's slower to grow back. It doesn't need to take as much maintenance, but it takes a lot of work to get to that point to where it's reasonably safe. But there's no guarantee in wildfire.
Callahan told KPCW defensible space and other planning pays off. He said you could tell looking at some of the homes in the Rockport and Promontory area after that fire.
Yeah, there was one property there, probably three-quarters of the way up Kent Canyon. That was up on the side of a hill. They had done all kinds of fuel mitigation. They had a sprinkler system around it. And when you looked after the fire, everything surrounding it was black. That property was green. It had not been touched.
However, it's still the case that a majority of the residents there are second-home residents.
If people come up to these areas like Rockport for the weekend, they may not want to spend the weekend clearing brush or making their property more prepared. I think now, if we went back and talked to them, they would totally understand the value in doing that. So part of it is we've got to have programs in place that make it as easy as possible for people to know what to do and to provide them with the tools to help them do that.
Getting the fire safety message to absentee owners is also a priority in Park City, according to the city's emergency manager, Hugh Daniels.
We'll be actually talking with our homeowners associations and doing some outreach to them. We have so many condominiums and townhomes as well. I think that's one of the difficult things within the city limits. It's a population of about 8,000 that can swell to about 60,000, of which many of those are guests or second homeowners. So.
He said any fire has to be approached on a regional basis. Last year's Jordanelle fire was in Wasatch County, but Daniels said they were watching in case the fire jumped Highway 40 and headed toward Park City.
Even though it was in Wasatch County, Summit County was involved. Park City Fire District actually was very involved in that. They were doing structure protection off of Mayflower there. And we were concerned it was going to go over 40. The wind changed like it did with the Rockport fire. That's what happens in fires. Is it goes one way a minute and it goes the next way. We already were starting to make plans for doing shelters in the city if we needed to assist Wasatch if they had to evacuate Deer Crest, talk to the St. Regis and what would happen if the fire came up towards it and where we'd put the people from St. Regis.
Also at the fair was a Red Cross table operated by Gary and Marcia Hayes, who are the only regular volunteers covering the area of Summit, Wasatch, and Duchesne counties. So they said they could certainly use some more volunteers. If you're interested, you could call 801-323-7000 or go online to redcross.org/Utah. And also there was a representative of the private firm Emergency Essentials. Rob Pedersen said they can help people design their own individual emergency packs.
The most important thing is you get started and actually start building an emergency kit and then building it based off of your needs. So it's your kit, it's not just a generic one. And then from there you can add the things that are going to make you feel comfortable and meet those needs that you have. definitely covering basic water needs, food needs, shelter and warmth, but then also medical needs, comfort needs. If you have small children, you're going to want things to keep your kids entertained and comfortable, communication needs, and so forth.
Rob Pedersen. Emergency Essentials is a 25-year-old company based in Orem with four stores around the Wasatch Front. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.